is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Welcome back this week as we continue with the offspring of classic rockers, those that chose to follow in mom and or dad's footsteps. We're beginning things with mom and dad both being big deals, James Taylor and Carly Simon and their children Sally and Ben. Sally's first release was 1999's Tomboy Bride, but her first appearance in the business was on her dad's album, Gorilla, where she was the inspiration for the song Sarah Maria, and she can also be seen, sorta, on Carly's Hotcakes LP cover photo. She was pregnant at the time. I've chosen a track from her second LP, Apartment 6S, her childhood home in New York City, March Like Soldiers.
To forget.
Sally's brother Ben's first release was in 2002, but I'm fast-forwarding to 2005, his third LP, another run around the sun with a track that highlights just how much he sounds like his dad, Someday Soon. Then, before we leave the Taylor household, a Carly Simon cut from her 2007 LP, Into the White, with a James Taylor composition, You Can Close Your Eyes. The cut features both Ben and Sally on backing vocals. It first appeared as the B-side to the single You Got a Friend.
It's under control, but the sun and the moon have been after each other from night until noon. Chasing around like a couple of fools in the wakes of the clouds like a bloody cartoon. I hope I find my way home someday soon. Comfortable creatures in wonderless moods have been tirelessly learning their lines and their rules, turning around in their colorful shoes and surprising themselves with their wonderful moves. No, I would do anything for you. I hope I find my way home someday soon. So where are you going when you know? Remember, there's nothing to prove, and I get to the end, and it must have been true. I mostly remember the way that you move, and the only thing left is I'm lonely for you. Everything reminds me of you, and I hope I find my way home someday soon. But the sun and the moon have been after each other from night until noon, chasing around like a couple of fools in the wakes of the clouds like another cartoon. I know I'll find my way home someday soon.
The sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's alright. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. I can sing this song. You can sing this song when I'm gone. When I'm gone, it won't be long before. We're gonna have a good time. No one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's alright. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song. You can sing this song.
Another big deal in the music industry was Otis Redding. Redding and his wife Zelma had four children, two of which followed Otis into the business. Otis III and Dexter, along with a cousin, Mark Lockett, formed in 1980 with Zelma serving as their manager, the Reddings. Signed to an obscure subsidiary of CBS, they released six LPs throughout the 80s as a predominantly funk disco band that employed a slap bass, way too much for my taste, making it difficult to find something to play here. Thankfully, they also covered Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. That gets played.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting till the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. It
Paul Simon and his first wife, Peggy Harper, the silver girl referenced in Bridge Over Troubled Water, had a son, Harper, who started his musical career as a session guitarist performing with Carl Perkins, the Plastic Ono Band, and Sean Lennon, among others, before releasing two LPs as a solo artist. From his first self-titled offering, Berkeley Girl, a cut that highlights just how much he sounds like his dad.
She is juniper and roses. She is amethyst and pearl. And though she makes her home in Hollywood, she's really just a Berkeley girl. She's the breeze on Sunday morning, blowing down a country lane. She's got the style of Paulette Goddard and the smile of Joan Fontaine. And she drives a Carmen Ghia through the streets of Silver Lake hills of Echo Park. She is crinoline and satin. She is leopard skin and lace. Hard to believe that she believed in me when I was such a hopeless case. And she knows from love and service. Yes, she knows from peace of mind to be not sinister in purpose and to never be unkind. And she loves a Tulsi garden and she loves her rock and roll. She's never far from my mind. No, she is juniper and roses. Guess I'll sing it once again. And though we are no longer lovers, I know she'll always be my friend. So if you ever ride beside her, driving down the 101, be thankful that you're with a Berkeley girl who's beautiful beneath the moon and the sun.
side street, I am gone like midnight. Was that man? But I see it in six strings lit against that wall.
Usted está escuchando el Vinyl Garage.
The minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, there was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Probably wasn't a rock offspring that chose a life in the business that faced more pressure or scrutiny other than one of the kids of the Fabs than Jacob Dylan, Zimmy's son. Jacob started his professional life providing guitar or vocals for a number of artists before founding the Wallflowers in 1992, a band that added six LPs to his resume. His solo career added three more after the first demise of the Flowers. We heard their first big single, Sixth Avenue Heartache, from the sophomore LP, Bringing Down the Horse, from 1996. Steven Stills' son Chris started on the guitar when his dad's guitar tech gave him a spare six-string at a Crosby, Stills & Nash show when he was 12. Eventually signing with Atlantic Records in 1998 and releasing his first LP, 100 Year Thing. From that record was Last Stop. 60s folk rocker Tim Buckley and his son Jeff both died way too soon, 28 and 30 years old respectively, with Tim producing 9 LPs, but Jeff only one. But that one was exceptional. 1994's Grace. Released to acclaim but selling poorly, Grace produced 6 singles, 2 of which after he passed. It's the latter of the two, Hallelujah, which we heard. The song was the work of Canadian singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen. Bringing us to a great segue into Adam Cohen, Leonard's son, who released 4 solo LPs. From the most recent, 2014's We Go Home, here's the title track.
Yeah, the radio is on, but the signal is weak. We both know the song way down deep. It doesn't matter if we talk, 'cause talk is cheap. There's so much the eyes say that we don't speak. I know I'm not supposed to think about you. I know, act natural around you. I know I'm not supposed to think of your thirsty rose. Yeah, I know, I know, I know. No, it's wrong, but we're just dancers. We know the song, we know the
think about you. I know, act natural around you. I know I'm not supposed to think you're thirsty, Rose. Yeah, I know, I know, I know, I know. Supposed to think you're thirsty, Rose. I know I'm not supposed to see when my eyes are closed, or run my hand across your skin real slow, or think of how we come together and explode. I know that when the song's over, we go home. I know that when the song's over, we go home. I know that when the song's over, we go home. I know that when the song is over, we go home.
Sounds a whole lot like John Fogerty, right? Well, that's because it is. But what makes this cut eligible to be included in this show is that his sons Shane and Tyler were featured in this re-recording of the classic Creedence track Lodi from John's Wrote a Song for Everyone LP. The record was released on John's 68th birthday in 2013. Up next, as we wrap up the show, are two tracks that can be genreized as prog rock, featuring the offspring of Yes's Rick Wakeman and Genesis' Phil Collins, Oliver Wakeman and Simon Collins, respectively. Keyboardist Oliver Wakeman would fill in on Yes's 40th anniversary tour, along with previously working with Yes's John Anderson and ex-Yes Peter Banks on a number of solo projects, but it was a collaboration with Gordon Giltrap titled Ravens and Lullabies. We find the track Credit Carnival. Then the neo-prog sound of Contact with Simon Collins on lead vocals. The band was a combination of musicians Simon worked with on his solo projects, culminating in the release of Dimensionaut, a concept LP. From that album, a track that highlights just how much he sounds like his father, I Am.
Credit Carnival, a land of light and color, where religion has no hold, family, prosperity, the excuse for the soul you've sold. Credit Carnival, in the city of light, pockets are empty tonight. Credit Carnival, in the city of light, going home lonely tonight. No chance of recovery, just one more card, can't turn this life around.
Credit Carnival in the city of light tonight. a sense of self. I pray for resilience, disguised as someone else.
I'm a man without a name, found resolution. I'll never be the same.
Well, there's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Depends with the real or right? Since you've been out there off the machine or something.